Zombie Nation. By Joshua Dalton. Britain is no longer great. It has not been for my entire life. I was born just days after the dawn of the Blair horror years in 1997, a year that marked the official end to the British Empire, the death of Britain, and the beginning of the end to classical liberalism and Western civilization. Again, humanity enacts the fall of the latest greatest civilization, casting aside its values, achievements, progression, and social fabric. We may as well dream of living in the early 5th century, for that which is to come will be far worse for mankind than the fall of the Western Roman Empire. Britain is a zombie nation. Once a symbiotic union of kingdoms, is now four carved up divided ancient lands thrown into a sack with a smiley face drawn upon it sporting a tattered name tag reading United Kingdom. While the Scot Nazis who occupy their devolved parliament seek to intrude on the privacy of speech in a domicile, the communists in Wales ban the sale of baby clothes and state broadcasters harass the public in Northern Ireland. The head of this abominable monster, England, enters another four-week, and utterly pointless, lockdown. And the sheep still comply, the dullards preach the virtue of lost liberty, and I watch the nation I thought I loved and realize it's not worth saving. The Ottoman globalists surround the walls of Constantinople once more, the walls which hold entrenched ideas of liberty, suffrage and democracy. And just like 1453, the wall will fall, the city will be sacked, and the iconoclasts will be given license, as they have been for years, to run rampant and destroy the world we know. Because within the walls of Western civilization are weak decedent fools who believe capitulation and surrender will win them mercy and fortune. The moral weakness and willing complicity of modern Britain makes me weep. How ignorant are people to still believe this 8-month affair is about anything other than radical global change to our way of life. 14 days to flatten the curve, and here we are locking down until early December. British society is dead, British values are dead, democracy is dead, and freedom is no more. Boris and his cabinet have blood on their hands, and people cheer them on, begging for the boot upon their neck and lap up the blood diamond handouts he throws down to them, furlough bribes of complicity and grants of extortion. So long as a happy median are plied with riches and handouts to comply, the happy median will sneer at those who question their generous masters, willingly selling themselves to servitude, and sneering with bile at those who question this blatant fascism and those who would rattle the cage. Because to Britons the poor don't matter, the unemployed don't matter, the mentally ill don't matter, and facts don't matter. The new lockdown, like the last, will kill more than it could ever save, but this selfish, pitiful, weak, scared and condemned society does not care. There is no hope, only misery, suffering and bleak oppression ahead. All because of the virtuous beloved experts spouting subversion and surrender that is sold as a safety net to save us all form a virus less fatal than the seasonal flu. We are frogs in a cool bath slowly brought to boil, willingly blind to the fact that our net for safety is a net of captivity keeping us underwater till the flesh is boiled from our bones. Slowly depriving us of our freedoms and ensconcing us into our fresh life of obedience and servitude. The idle willing blindness of the British people makes me ill. This government has exacted misery, despair and unnecessary death unto us, yet people still defend Boris as he preaches to us smeared in blood and with bright red hands. People gobble down the blue pill daily and gleefully, and those who chose the red come only to find out that there are red pills no more, just black pills camouflaged by the blood on Boris' hands. The killer Boris. Condemned old Doris. To die of cancer. A shackled dancer. A muted singer. No life left in her. Many a dream killed. Much joy and hope spilled. A nation supine. As the toffs drink wine. They get to be free. We just have to be. Copyright Joshua Dalton 2020.